under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is Tuesday, January 30th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Want to announce this segment sponsored by the class that's coming up this Saturday. We still have 8 books available. If you'd like to register and miss the deadline on Friday, it's been extended to this Friday. We have quite a few people say, I missed the deadline. I knew it was going to happen. I've learned that things are always busy in everybody's lives, and they forgot about registering. They were going to register. They wanted to register, but they forgot. So I bought 10 extra books and guides, 10 extra constitutions. We're good to go. Phyllis and her friend Barbara are coming from Washtenaw County. Yes, all the way from Washtenaw. Going to be joining us on Saturday, attending the Roberts Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution class. It's going to be at the Little Bear East Arena in St. Ignace, 275 Marquette Street. Looking forward to seeing all you guys there. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of inside news breaking. Gateway pundit story. I always knew there was something going on within the Michigan Republican Party shortly after Christina Caramo got elected to be chair. Didn't know exactly what it was. We talked about some components of this breaking news story, but I didn't have the documents. I didn't have the details. I didn't connect all the dots. I should have. Former background in real estate and mortgage brokering, land development, wetland mitigation. I should have connected the dots because the person behind it, I think, that orchestrated it was Bobby Shostak. And I'm going to get into the story. I'm going to give you the reasons why I believe that. I could be totally wrong. But when you connect the dots of his real estate background with Shostak Brothers in Oakland County, the fact that it has to do with a building, a commercial office building, and it has to do with a trust. We're going to get into all those details. But one thing that I think is really, really interesting is how close she may have come to uncover Ronna Romney. and why perhaps Rana has been completely silent about all this, choosing to put a statement out by their attorney for the RNC. Not herself personally, not speaking as the chair of the RNC, Republican National Committee, but had her attorney make a statement. Also find it very interesting that President Donald Trump has come out publicly and endorsed Christina's replacement, Pete Hoekstra. Did they finally tell the truth to President Trump, and now he has to protect Ronna Romney McDaniel? We're going to connect those dots. Lots of information. Good show for you today. Go get some more coffee. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Kind of interesting how this story breaks. Number one, before the county conventions that are going to be held on February 15th. Also, I believe, before the winter meetings of the RNC. They have their winter meetings. The attorney came out and said that they were not going to credential either Christina Caramo or Pete Hoekstra, who are going to be invited as guests to attend the winter meetings this week. Well, the Gateway pundit, JoeHoff.com's main editor, this is his personal private post, Joe Hoff, been involved with the Gateway Pundit for many, many years, comes out with this late last night, breaking exclusive. Christina Caramo targeted after uncovering potential fraud related to Ronna Romney McDaniel. Christina Caramo was targeted after she uncovered potential fraud related to Ronna Romney McDaniel in Michigan. In an effort to get rid of election integrity supporter Christina Caramo in Michigan, which began as soon as she was elected the chair of the Republican Party in the state. This effort never really made sense and seemed over the top. Why was Caramo such a threat to the elites within the Michigan Republican Party? Well, could it be perhaps because in Michigan, the Republican Party is run by a few big money donors? It appeared that they were willing to let the party fall apart rather than help Caramo in the grassroots and their huge Make America Great Again, MAGA base within the state move forward. The big money decidedly went against Caramo, but the question to ask is, why? Was it because she supported President Trump, where the rhinos across the country are working so hard to defeat him? Well, the efforts to oust Caramo really began to increase in December of 2023. The word on the street was Caramo couldn't raise any money. But was that true? Did that justify the actions that then happened? Well, at the end of December, word on the street was that Caramo was going to be removed from the chairmanship in early January. Then on January 6th, a minority of GOP delegates met in Michigan, Commerce Township, and voted Caramo out. All of the big media, corporate media, was there, and they pushed the narrative that Caramo had been voted out and had been removed as the chairwoman of the Michigan GOP. But then we soon learned that this was not the case. Caramo, in fact, had not legally been removed, and that the meeting wasn't sanctioned according to the GOP rules. An actual sanctioned meeting was held a week later in Houghton Lake, Michigan, on January the 13th. Caramo won hands down 59-1 of the state committee members that were allowed to vote. Caramo was reinforced to stay on his chair. So what was the real push to get her out? Well, it turns out that the real reason Christina Caramo is being attacked is because she was getting very close to uncovering potential fraud related to the former Michigan GOP chairwoman, Ronna Romney McDaniel. And that she, Romney, did not want this information to get out. Once Caramo took over the Michigan GOP, she had a hard time getting the numbers for the account balances. Related reports were not provided immediately, and when they were provided, it appeared that the party was left with about $600,000 in debt, with a $3 million line of credit. In addition, the bank that issued that line of credit was reluctant to provide details on the state party's bank accounts. So I'm going to stop the bus right there, Jim, and kind of add some inside perspective. I got this directly from Christina. When I interviewed her on Mackinac Island in the green room on the Friday, September 22nd, the first day of the Mackinac Conference, we went off this microphone at 12 noon. She finished the last half hour of my show. From 11:30 to noon, Christina Caramo was my guest. She told me specifically that they locked her out of the Comerica bank accounts. The bank itself, Comerica, would not give her any statements, past statements, financial information, whatever they had. She could not get balance sheets. She could not get any of the actual financial reports from the prior administration of Ron Weiser. They took the furniture, they took the computers, they took the databases, they took everything. She said she basically walked into an empty office when they finally handed her over the keys. And she could not get any information from the party's bank. This eventually led to a court battle filed in December of 2023. The suit revolves around a property that the Michigan Republican Party, run by Caramo, claiming that the building was the party's property. However, another group, the Michigan Party Trust, made claims that they owned the property, and yet this organization is not recognized as a political party or a state central committee. They admitted it. Well, in the lawsuit, from the lawsuit, is the following couple of paragraphs. This alleged trust is not recognized under Public Act 322 of 1976. Quote, the Michigan Campaign Finance Act, end quote. Nor under Public Act 116 of 1954, quote, Michigan Election Law, Chapter 25, end quote. Delegates, conventions, and party committees as either a political party or a state central committee. This trust they formed did not meet any of those standards according to those two statutes. The defendant, who Caramo was suing, the Michigan Republican Party Trust, claims an interest in real property, commonly known as 518 and 520 Seymour Street in Lansing, Michigan. That's the address of the Peter Secchia building, who he donated and gave to the Michigan Republican Party. Also, certain intellectual property assets and other intangible assets that were in the building on Seymour Street, including Seymour Street LLC, that the plaintiff asserts in the lawsuit belonged to the plaintiff. The building, all of its assets, what was inside the building, the computers, the furniture, all of it. The Michigan GOP's position is that the Michigan Republican Party's trust ownership in the property is fiction. The entire concept of this trust and any of its board of trustees controlling the property rights of the Michigan Republican Party is fiction. Documents from the case, dated in 2014, were the ones referred to as being fictional. Note that Ronna Romney McDaniel was the chairwoman of the GOP, taking over in 2015 through 2013. She oversaw the Republican Party in the state while this bogus agreement was in place. Well, she is also named in the lawsuit. Why? Because a letter dated April 27th of 2015, the letter agreement, showed defendant Comerica Bank by its vice president, Anthony Eschenmacher, sent a letter acknowledging by signature, appearing to be Ronna Romney McDaniel, chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. What does the letter say? A, the parties agreed in paragraph number one that, quote, each loan or extension of credit made by the bank, Comerica, to otherwise in favor of the borrower shall be evidenced by and subject to a promissory note and other agreement of evidence of indebtedness acceptable to the bank, executed and delivered by the borrower to the bank. This agreement also protects the plaintiff as it is requires a written trial of authority to ensure the legitimacy of the sums that were actually advanced. This agreement on information and belief was not followed by or for the debt that the defendant, Comerica Bank, asserts in the loan to the party. Bauer shall provide to bank or cause to be provided to the bank the following, each of which shall be prepared to the extent applicable in accordance with GAAP, general known general accounting practices is what it stands for, in form and detail acceptable to the bank. Quarterly Bauer prepared financial statements within 30 days of each quarter of each fiscal year, certified by an authorized officer of the Bauer. Now, she signs this letter, folks, after being the chair in April of 2015. But they absolutely rely on the fact, and Ronna Romney McDaniel signed, that the building, according to a trust not held according to this letter by Ronna Romney McDaniel as authorized officer of the Michigan GOP. This gets a little bit complicated. We're going to get through it, but you're definitely going to need more coffee. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.